USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, in the news, reports surface he might be in grave condition after heart surgery. He is 36 years old. Kim recently missing the celebration of his grandfather's birthday party on April 15th, fueling speculation about his health. He had been seen 4 days earlier at a government meeting. President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
We're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
To Washington, D.C. now, where Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the administration's coronavirus task force, holding a conference call with governors across the country. He also holds a conference call with FEMA employees, thanking them for all their help during the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Vice President Mike Pence is thanking those who are working around the clock to combat the ongoing coronavirus threat.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the time away from your families. And thank you for the commitment that you're living out here each and every day.
The vice president continues on that conference call with governors at FEMA headquarters.
We are making progress in slowing the spread. We're seeing very encouraging signs, even in hot spots around the country, that cases are leveling and in some cases going down.
That's USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gas prices across the country, on average, down more than 4 cents a gallon. The national average at $1.79. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that national average is $1.07 lower than a year ago.
The national average has declined for its eighth straight week, posting a drop of 4.4 cents to stand at approximately $1.79 per gallon. Prices now down 35 cents in a month and $1.07 lower than last year.
The coronavirus has caused a major drop in demand for gasoline. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price will drop even more.
Gas prices across the country will likely continue declining as oil prices last week saw a $5 weekly plunge, some 25%, with prices showing little signs of life.
Because of coronavirus, crime down across the country, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
A Bloomberg News analysis study says in 10 major U.S. cities, the crime rate has dropped, especially the incidence of violent crimes such as rape and murder. The study's data was gathered during a 28-day period that ended April 11th. The cities studied included Austin, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In San Francisco alone, the general crime rate dropped by more than 50% as compared to a month before. The study says one notable exception seems to be car theft, which has spiked in many cities.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.